Hollywood, Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose, and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, by the way, Rod, how was your trip to St. Louis with Art Linkletter last week?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yes, well, huh? But you get tired flying around the country all the time?
Oh, no, those DC-6s and Constellations are wonderful.
Yeah, but you got to lose weight.
What do you mean?
One of the stewardesses told me that they strapped you in your berth and during the night you turned over in your sleep and they flew 90 miles upside down.
Skip what's written here and pick up the next one.
I'm not that fat.
Hey, I'm sorry you couldn't come to our housewarming, Rod.
Well, I'm sorry too, Red, yeah. But I'm glad that you and your wife, Georgia, finally settled in your new house. How do you like it?
Oh, fine. We just stand around and look at it all the time.
You mean you stand around because you're so thrilled with it?
No, after paying for the house, we haven't got any money left to buy any furniture.
Well, what kind of house is it?
It's a Spanish house.
Stucco?
I certainly was. But it was a pretty good bargain, though. $10,000 home for only $30,000 down.
Who owned it before you?
Some used car dealer, I think. It's nice, though. It's got a sunken living room. They told me after I sprained my ankle.
Well, it must be old. You know, those sunken living rooms are old fashioned.
I know, but earthquakes are still the vogue in California. Earthquakes, huh?
How many rooms do they have?
One thing about us, when they're lousy, they're good and lousy.
How many rooms does it have?
How many rooms? Well, yeah. Let's see. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Counting the closets?
No.
Oh, 5 rooms.
How many baths do you have?
I have one every morning. Why? Hey, here's a picture of the house. It's a picture of the house.
Yeah?
Of course, it'll look better when I chop those weeds down.
Well, if I were you, I'd leave the weeds and chop the house down.
Well, it ain't that bad.
No, I'm kidding. Say, you do have a nice view of the mountains, though.
Oh, those aren't mountains. You see, I started a rock garden. It got away from me. Hey, here's a picture of the kitchen. Here's the picture of the kitchen.
Well, look at that sink. It's right down on the floor.
Yeah, it is kind of low.
Must be a strain to wash the dishes. Doesn't your wife complain?
Only when I ask her to massage my back after I finish the dishes.
What kind of furniture do you have? Is it Swedish modern period or early American?
American surplus. Army surplus.
Army surplus?
Yeah, we use a life raft for a mattress, old Spam cans for flower pots, combat boots for bedroom slippers, and you should see the deep freeze. It's a Sherman tank with a lieutenant in it.
Why a lieutenant?
Huh?
Why a lieutenant?
They're the coldest things I ever met.
Well, you know, it'll be a nice house when you get it all fixed up, but it's going to cost you a lot of money.
No, not with Georgia around. She's an artist, you know. Mm-hmm. Last week, she papered the hall with rolls of piano music.
Mm-hmm. How does it look?
Well, it looks all right, but every time you sneeze, the walls play Holiday for Strings.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Hold on there, gal. You talking about the product I love. And saying it's the best soap for just getting things clean is only telling half the yarn. Well, leaving out the commercial.
You didn't let her finish, did I? She was going to say Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap and cleaner than any other suds.
Mm-hmm.
Any other washing product known. Procter & Gamble's Tide does a thorough top-to-bottom job on your family wash. Tide not only leaves all your clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all its amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens gay stripes and checks, really freshens up those soap-dull colors. And here's how Tide treats white shirts, table linens, and sheets. In hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. Make your next wash a Tide wash. For only a Tide wash is all these wonderful things. The cleanest, the brightest, the whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Four Knights will sing Casey Jones. Sing it like you do at the cricket club, boy.
Come all you rounders.
Now, if you want to hear the story of a brave engineer, fellow who never knew the meaning of fear, Casey Jones was the rounder's name.
On a 6-8 wheeler, boy, he won his fame.
The caller called Casey at 4:30. Kissed his wife at the station door. Then he mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hand.
And he took his farewell trip to the promised land.
Casey Jones
mounted to the cabin.
Casey Jones
with his orders in his hand.
Casey Jones
mounted to the cabin.
Oh, well, he took a farewell trip into the promised land. Now put down your water shovel and your coat. Stick your head out the window. Watch them on driver's road. I'll run until she leaves the rail. Cause I'm 8 hours late with the western mail. Looked at his watch and his watch was slow. Looked at the water was low. Then he turned to the fireman and he said,
hey, we're gonna reach Frisco, but we all are be dead.
Then Casey rounded up that Reno hill and he tooted for the crossing with an awful thrill. Which one knew by the engine's moan that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones.
He pulled up within 2 miles of the place, and old number 4 standing right in the face. He turned to the fireman and said, boy, you better jump, cause there's 2 locomotives and they're going to bump.
Hey,
look out, Casey.
Do the locomotive.
Casey, look out.
Boy, you better jump.
Casey Jones, he never left the cabin on his farewell trip to the promised land.
You thought it was going to be something good, didn't you? Me back again. This is a story about two people who impress only themselves when they try to impress other people.
Good morning, Willie.
Look, you trying to start her now. I can... What'd you wake me up for?
It's time for you to go to work.
You mean you woke me up just to tell me, huh?
Willie, if you don't hurry up, you'll be late for work. Yeah. Remember, you've got 3 mouths to feed.
Yeah, when did I grow 2 more mouths?
I was referring to myself and the other responsibility we acquired a year or two after we were married.
Oh, yeah. Well, you tell your mother I'm tired of supporting her. Tell her to get out. Tell her to pack her racing form and go. I like that. Tell her to pack her racing form and go. Why do I have to go to work anyway?
Well, if you work now, you can retire and take it easy when you're 60.
Well, what if I take it easy now?
You'll have to work when you're 60.
Well, maybe I'll be lucky and won't live to 60. Answer that one, wise girl.
Oh, Willie, you provoke me.
Yeah, you provoke me, too. Tell her to pack her rates and foreman.
Here's your orange juice.
Now, could I have the glass, please?
Well, I didn't mean to throw it at you, but you get me so mad. Yeah. Now, will you please get out of bed?
Yeah, I can't budge.
I started to say bulge.
I can't budge. I got so many covers on me last night, they got me pinned down this morning.
The covers aren't holding you down. You're sleeping under the mattress.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. I wanted my pants to have a nice crease in them, so I put them under the mattress, and I was too tired to take them off.
Oh, get dressed, and I'll make some breakfast.
Yeah, let's not have biscuits again.
We didn't have biscuits last week.
That's what I mean. Let's not have them again this week.
Here's some clean socks.
Yeah, I'm glad you're getting some cleaning. Those others were hitchhiking around the room last night.
Willie, will you be home early tonight?
I'll be home 20 minutes after.
20 minutes after what?
After they throw me out of Joe's place. That reminds me, I'm thirsty.
Oh, I'll get you some water.
I said thirsty, not dirty.
Won't hurt you.
Oh, it won't. Did you ever see the inside of a water pipe?
And did you ever see the inside of a fermented keg?
Well, I'd rather be moldy than rusty. Hey, why do you want me to come home early tonight for?
Because we're invited out to a party.
Good. Anybody we know?
Yes. Why do you ask?
Well, the people that know us don't usually invite us back the second time. Who is it? The Norm Thalens? Those natural sports?
Huh? Oh, and by the way, Willie, the party is formal.
Yeah? Well, in that case, you better sew some tails on my sweatshirt. On second thought, I will wear my Mickey Mouse sweatshirt, and then you won't have to bother sewing on the tail. Sorry, I thought of that.
Willie, I need a new dress.
A new dress? Well, may I ask what's wrong with the last dress I bought you?
It's out of style.
What do you mean it's out of style already? You just got it for Dewey's speech, and as I recall, the Admiral complimented you on it. See, not this Dewey, the one that took Manila's. And look in the audience, and I saw somebody explaining it in terms I thought I better.
Oh, Willie. I spend less on an evening dress than you spend in a week at Joe's place.
Yeah, but what I spend it on keeps me warm, boy.
Well, I guess we'll just have to cancel the date.
Yeah?
I won't wear my old dress. Makes me look a fright.
Well, as long as it's an improvement, what do you care?
Willie, do you want me to make a good impression?
Okay.
You do, don't you?
Don't.
And maybe you don't. Maybe you'd rather I wear my old rags or go out in a gunny sack.
I knew a gunny sack would look good. It'll match that potato head of yours. Besides, my bank account is getting pretty low.
Have your checks been bouncing?
Bouncing? I got news for you. Did you know that last month when the bank returned my checks, the mailman dribbled them to the door?
Neighbors to hear you.
I don't care. I don't have to impress the neighbors. I don't have to impress anybody.
You said that twice.
Said what?
You don't have to impress people.
I just said that. You and your big mouth, you're the pick.
What did you say?
I said I don't have to impress people. That's what I said.
You're right, Willie. You don't have to impress
people.
You're
on a dead-end street here.
When I noticed that last night at our party, you tried to impress your boss with one of your fancy mixtures.
Well, what do you mean by that? What was wrong with being neighborly?
Well, I suppose you know your boss is in the hospital.
No. What happened?
Well, you fixed him one of your Willie Lump Lump specials. Then he opened the window on the second floor and said, "Well, I think I'll fly around the block."
Yeah, I remember that now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And why didn't you stop him?
I thought he could make it.
And now, David Rose and the Procter & Gamble Orchestra will play Liza, and this week, Dave will be in New Orleans at the Roosevelt Hotel.
I'll bet there's not a lady listening who hasn't felt that dishwashing could use a miracle. And I'm here to say that Tide is that miracle. Procter & Gamble's Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap in the world. Tide cuts grease better than any soap, too. Cuts it right out of the picture. So there's no scum in the dishwater. No greasy ring around the pan. And when your dishes and glasses rinse and dry, they're really clear and sparkling. Because with Tide, there's no cloudy film to dim their brightness. Those Tide suds are in the miracle class, too. In even the hardest water, they billow up instantly. Oceans of them. In hardest water, too, those Tide suds last and last. And all the while, they're so kind to your hands. Sure, it's a miracle. Sure, you'd better try it. Tide for dishes.
A page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
Have you ever noticed how children are constantly being called stupid because they pick up a knife or a box of matches that Mom and Pop have left lying around? Well, let's see what happens when things like that are within reach of Junior, the Mean Little Kid.
Junior, why don't you answer me?
I thought I'd wait till I'm 21 and I'll be too old for a spanking.
Now, whatever gave you the idea I was going to spank you? Junior, what are you doing with my good blanket?
Well, I'm pretending I was on a camping trip, see, and this is me tent. This is me tent. And this is the flap where I go in.
Oh, I'll flap you, young man, my good blanket. Oh, you. How can you stand the smell of all those mothballs?
Mothballs? Is that what them little things are? Yeah. I thought they were skunk eggs. Hey, Nemo, come on, climb in the tent with me. Get in out of the rain. Come on, get in out of the rain.
I wish I had your imagination, dear. But I just can't pretend it's raining in my own living room.
Yeah, well, it'll be easier for you when the tub upstairs starts to run over you.
Oh, Junior, you're kidding me.
You keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. But in the meantime, while you're doing it, you better put on some water wings, I'm telling you.
Junior, You deserve a good whipping.
You mean right now?
Well, why not right
now? Well, I thought you'd like to check over all the stuff I got here in my tent, and you may be able to kill two hairbrushes with one Junior.
That's an excellent idea. Yeah. Wait, what's that pile of wood for?
That's for my campfire if it gets cold.
Junior, you wouldn't build a campfire in the living room. What are you thinking of?
Toasted marshmallows.
Junior, do you have any matches?
No, I thought I'd rub two of those bottles that Grandpa has together. They seem to light him up, you know.
Junior! Well, at least you're not playing with matches.
No.
You know better than that, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Because they don't do half a good a job as this blowtorch does.
Good heavens! Give me that blowtorch.
Somebody with a stiloid leg or hot foot with that thing.
Junior, give me that blowtorch. I think I'd better take a look and see what else you have in your tent.
Well, now, don't mess with it.
Oh! A can of inflammable cleaning fluid. A hatchet. Ant paste. Yes. Ice pick. Oh, my meat cleaver. Junior, what on earth are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of getting out of here while I'm still all in one piece.
Don't you realize that these things are dangerous?
Huh?
You mustn't play with sharp objects.
Why,
you might cut yourself.
Huh?
And Band-Aids are expensive.
Yeah. Well, nosy, while you're out snooping around, maybe you would like to see the rest of me buried treasure, too.
Yes, I would. Where are your buried treasures?
Over there. You see the part of the rug that's been cut in a square there?
Oh, no. Oh, you didn't cut a square in the rug.
No. Only on three sides, so it would open like a trap door.
Oh, my good hook rug.
Well, it don't look like you're going to have to hook another one.
I've got a good mind to tan you.
It won't do you any good. I'm not the type to tan. I just turned red.
Let's see what you've buried under there.
Here, only this thing. Here.
Your father's shotgun. Put it down!
But don't yell. You scared me, too. Well, don't get so excited. I look down the barrel. It ain't loaded. If anything came out, I could see it before it got out.
Junior, put that gun down.
It ain't loaded. Look, I pull the trigger and show you.
No! Are you all right, child? Oh, the backfire. high enough to clean across the room. Oh, you're a good boy not to cry.
I didn't know I could cry. I thought I was dead.
I wonder if that shot did any damage to the house. We'll see when the smoke clears away.
Oh, look, Nemo, now I got a cave to play in. The wall's gone.
Mother, what was that shot? That's no way to punish Junior. What happened?
Oh, Nemo and I had a little riff and she beat me to the draw.
Now, don't listen to him. Don't you listen to him. That stupid husband of yours left his gun where Junior could get a hold of it.
Junior, come here to me.
No, no, don't, please. No, I didn't know you was loaded.
Junior, don't you realize that you might have been injured?
Yes, I might have been injured.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Now, maybe this will teach you to leave that gun.
No, Boy, mummies are so unpredictable, you know.
You hit me. It's your fault. You should get the whipping for being too careless. You grown up leave things around for us. We don't know any difference.
Now, never mind the lecture.
I don't.
Now, get yourself up to your room.
No, I'm going next door and play with Phil Harris.
I hate to spank him so much.
I do, too. It's getting so lately, I see the back of him more than his face. But now, Lorraine, in this case, the child is right. It's our fault for leaving things within his reach.
Oh, just wait until his father comes home. Am I going to let him have it for leaving that gun loaded? Oh, why did I marry him anyway?
Well, you're just like your father. You'd marry anything.
What is it?
I got me finger cut in the mouth trap.
Well, what did you stick your finger in it for?
Well, I figured you would send me to bed without me supper, so I figured a little piece of cheese would be better than nothing at all.
Look, I think you'd better come back to my room, Junior, where I can keep an eye on you.
Mother, do you think juvenile jury could help us solve him?
No, dear. They only solve natural problems. Not supernatural.
Junior, go to my room.
Okay. I wish Phil Harris was sober so I could play with him. Here I am, going alone. I wonder if there's any candy around here I could nab before the dictators come upstairs here. Let's see. Nope, nothing in that drawer. Boy, it's as empty as a bar without a television set. What's this little box here on the bedstand? Jelly beans! Red jelly beans. Mummy calls them sleepy pills, but that's only because she knows how I hate to sleep. But, ooh, I love jelly beans. I just eat three or four of them. Boy, they bitter. Woo! I better get a drink of water to get that taste out of my mouth. My, let's see now if I can reach that glass up there. I stand on me tippy toes. Maybe I can reach it. Nope. I could have made it if Namo hadn't trimmed me toenails. I jump for it. Oh, broke the glass. Well, I got to remember to tell Mummy about the broken glass. She might cut her feet when she takes a bath. I just crawl in the bathtub and get a drink from the picket, boy. There's nothing like crawling into a bathtub, especially when there's no water in it, you know. Oh, no! Mommy! No!
What on earth? What are you doing in that bathtub?
I turned the shower on by mistake and tricked myself into taking a bath.
Well, get out of the bathtub. Be careful. You might slip, hit your head, and crack the enamel.
Yeah.
And, Mommy, can I take a nap? I got no lucky.
You actually asked to take a nap?
Yeah.
Tell me, are you running a temperature?
No, I just feel sleepy. You think the Sandman made an early delivery today?
Doreen, look what's on the floor.
Oh, my sleeping pills.
Junior, did you eat any of these pills?
Oh.
He did.
Open your eyes, Junior, and talk to me.
My eyes is open. I just got long lids all of a sudden.
Junior, answer me. Did you eat any of those sleeping pills?
Well, I ate them things in the box. Why didn't you tell me they were Halloween trick jelly beans?
Oh, you poor little darling. Oh, what shall I do?
Don't let him go to sleep. Don't. The emergency squad is on the way. Keep him talking.
Talk to Mummy, darling. Yes. Say something. Anything.
Who won the fourth at Hollywood Park?
Can you hear me? Can
you hear me, baby?
No, but you sound like you're talking long distance.
Oh, Mother. Oh, it's all my fault for being so careless.
Lorraine. Oh, my stomach's growling. My stomach's growling.
Stop leaving things around that are dangerous. Come in. Up here. Quickly, up here.
Bring the stomach pump, boys.
Here he is, Doctor.
Get to work on him, boys.
Okay, Doctor.
Oh, you've got to save him, Doctor.
Well, we'll do all we can.
It's all my fault. It's all my fault.
Well, getting hysterical isn't going to help.
He'll be okay now, Doc.
Thank heavens. Stop crying, Lorraine.
Let her alone. Maybe the scare will make her realize that death is sometimes caused by careless parents. Well, last week alone, we had 32 accidents that should have been called deliberate. And all because of the carelessness of the parents who leave dangerous objects within the reach of children.
Oh, I feel faint. I think I'll go lie down.
He's okay now, Doc.
Oh, Mommy.
Yes, dear?
Now that you saved me life, you better tell Namo not to lay down on the bed.
What? Ow!
And it's an imaginary hunting trip. Lorraine, look what was in my bed. 2 bear traps.
Thanks for being with us tonight, and we hope you liked our program well enough to be with us next week. So until next Friday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of that wash day miracle, Tide.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again with Red Skelton next Friday. And now stay tuned to The Life of Riley, which follows immediately. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
And don't forget your community chest.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.